wondered that he could have played lick. He was a teamster. He was a big man, a big raw bone, tall man. Had big hands, and he worked in the mountains. He was one of them mountaineers back on Williams River. And it's been said that Senate Cotterill, when he was a man back on Williams River, could take a sack of chop in each hand and carry it into the barn. There's been men told me that, and they were men you could rely on. Henry Cotterill, Senate's brother, was about 7 feet tall. They said Henry Cotterill could take a knot maul and drive a post in the ground out of sight in just a few licks. My Uncle Charlie Sandy told me about seeing Henry Cotterill, that's Senate's brother, driving posts. And he said when he swung that knot maul, it had a big long handle in it. He said the knot maul was 18 feet in the air above him. And when he hit that post, he said you could see it going down. So that's the type of fellas them boys was. They worked in the mountains, cut timber, cross-cut saws. And if you'd have seen Senate's fingers, you'd have wondered. It was a mystery that he could play at all.
How about the instruments you've played on over the years? Did you ever have any favorites?
Favorite instrument?
Instruments, yeah.
My favorite instrument, my favorite way of playing it, is clawhammer banjo.
I was thinking of the instrument itself. Did you ever have any really good ones over the years that you'd like?
Oh, the instrument?
Yeah.
I had a banjo. I give it to my grandson 3 years ago, but it's one I had made in my late days, the best banjo that I ever had. I bought it in 1974 at McDonald's. You know McDonald's in Athens, Ohio, that made banjos?
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
McDonald's. This was a McDonald. And I paid $100 for it. And I had one of the extra set of keys, that better grade keys, cost me $25. I paid $100 for the banjo and $25 for the keys, and I had a man up at Belmont to put it together for me. It was in pieces. And he put it together for me, and he did a wonderful job. That was my favorite banjo that I ever played on. It was a clawhammer banjo. And it fit my fingers the best of any banjo that I ever played on. And at that time, 1974, they was a selling in the pieces for $100. I don't know what it is today, much more, I'd say.
Did you ever run across, over the years, anybody ever having really good fiddles? For instance, what kind of fiddle did Ed Haley play?
Well, you ask me a question. I know they had no good fiddles. Them fiddles that them fellas had was cheap fiddles. I've only seen a few good fiddles, a very few good fiddles in my lifetime. And them fiddles that them old fellas had. Now, Emory Bailey never did own a fiddle. The fiddler that he was, I don't think Emory Bailey ever owned a fiddle. And Ward Jarvis wouldn't keep a good fiddle. Ward Jarvis has had some of the finest fiddles that I ever was acquainted with. He's had some good ones. But he had traded them away. He, in spite of all could be done, Ward wouldn't keep a good fiddle. He had traded it off for a shotgun or a rifle or something. And I'm told that I don't think Emory Bailey, he told me one time that he never did own a fiddle. And I asked him, I said, who's got the best fiddle you ever played on, Emory? Emory said, "Pum Honor, Brooks, I never saw no difference." He said, "They're all alike to me." And that's Emory Bailey. And when Emory Bailey got through with one, you would think that it was a good fiddle. No, sir. The best fiddles that I had anything to do with in my growing up and over the years, Ward Jarvis had them. He's had some good fiddles. But now a good fiddle is very rare. You know that without me saying anything about it. A good fiddle's a rare instrument.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you remember anything about what kind of fiddle Ed Haley played?
No, I don't know a thing about Ed's fiddle, whether it's a higher-priced fiddle, good fiddle, or what. I don't know, no. In fact, I never saw Ed Haley but a few times. Two or three times in my lifetime did I see Ed Haley. Now, like I said a bit ago, he done quite a bit of fiddling in Spencer in the courthouse yard. And each time that I saw Ed Haley was at Spencer in the courthouse yard, two, maybe three times. And I would say that Laurie Hicks brought him up there to pick him up a few nickels in the courthouse yard at Spencer. Laurie Hicks played Minner on the hook. There was no living human being, living or dead, could beat Laurie Hicks playing Minner on the hook.
Played it on the fiddle.
On the fiddle. He played Minner on the hook, on the fiddle, out of this world.
I've always took that for a banjo tune.
It is a banjo tune.
Yeah.
It's a banjo tune. I asked Ward Jarvis, I said, Ward, can you play Minner on the hook on that fiddle like Laurie Hicks did? Ward said, no, and by God, nobody else can either. I like this old-time music much better than today's music, the way they bluegrass the fiddle. Do you like it?
Huh? I like the old-time stuff.
I do.
I like those old lonesome tunes.
Yeah.
Piney Mountain, those kind of tunes.
Yeah.
My best.
Yeah. They chop them up and cut them up and ramrod them and railroad them and... They don't have the rhythm in them, the old, what you might call it, there's no name for it, that them old tunes had. Ward Jarvis was an awful good clawhammer banjo picker.
Yes, sir, I did.
He had good time and rhythm. Have you got some tapes of him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I made a tape of him.
Did you?
And he played me a couple of banjo tunes, and I thought it was really fine playing.
Yes, sir.
He played the Boston Burglar for me, and he played Down in the Willow Garden.
Yeah. Didn't he play that sweet?
Oh, sweetest I ever heard.
Boy, yes, he sure did. The year it was played, 76, 78, 79, or something. Well, most of them it was played in 76. The original tape was 76.
Uh-huh.
And then they've been taped and retaped, and that's what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
But maybe you can get something off of them, I hope.
Yeah.
Let me know if you do, Jerry.
Yeah, what I'd like to do, in fact, let me just turn, we'll have this tape, turn this tape on here and get your address.
Address? Yeah. Okay.
Just go ahead and tell it there. I'll
yeah. 2300 Broadway Extension, Parkersburg, West Virginia, 26101.
Okay. And do you have a phone, Brooks?
I can't tell you my number's
okay.
In the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.